Okay, wait a minute, a few more seconds. I'm a little bit hoarse. Okay, that's the Gemara. Third line from the top, Yudam and Beis. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzadak. Tinaikis La'igiyas Manu L'Rois, a girl under 12, V'ras L'Pam Rishayna Shnia, she saw two times. So at this point, she became a seeing girl. But but we have never acted upon it yet, meaning the halachic differences between a seeing and a non-seeing girl have not applied to her as yet, because this is the time she became a seeing girl. So now, you found Reika, you found her saliva in the street. Now there's a Zera Drabanan, that the Reik found in the street, saliva found in the street, if someone touches it, he's Tamei, even though subject to him is just a ravenous tar. The Rishonim speak out that it was a special Zera Drabanan on Reik. Why exactly, I'm not sure, but it seems that they made it Zera Drabanan, that if a person touches Reik, right, that may be from a Zav or Zavo or Nido Yeladus, so they made a special Zera that it's Tamei. But if you know this Reik is from this girl, so then, since we never applied the halach of her as a seeing girl as of yet, so if you find the Reich and you know it's from her, you don't have to treat it as tummy as of yet. Whereas if she saw a third time, since we're matamer and meflais, and we treat her like a completely seeing girl for, we have already applied it, so we would apply it to the takana of Reich, which again, is exerid rabbanon, just like meflais is exerid rabbanon. They didn't apply it to a girl who has never been yet acted upon as a seeing girl, meaning she is now a seeing girl after two times, but we never applied any takanas to her yet. It's only after the third time where we applied the takana of Meisleis, then we applied the takana of Reika as well. Now, if you notice, I did not say the next word, Medrasa. Medrasa is a different halacha according to the Taisus Arash. Rashi doesn't address it. The Taisus HaRosh addresses this. Medrasa means if a person touches a medras of a woman, he's supposed to ask her if she's a nida or not. If he touches a medras of an unknown woman, and now he doesn't know if he's tummy or not, if she's around, he's supposed to ask her. There's no zera of medrasa if she's not around. But if she's around, he's mechuyev to ask her, are you a nida? An under 12-year-old who's only seen two times, he doesn't have to ask her, because the Rabbanon's takana that you must ask somebody is also takana the Rabbanon, because with the rights of subject to which is a rabbi's tar, there's no reason to ask the woman about whether she's a nida or not. But they made this takana, does not apply to a girl who only saw two times. So right, I'm addressing the still tar. I can't hear you. Yes.
Sorry, Rabbi. What was the tuma of Reich? Is it like Sheva Zera?
It's a Reich of a Zav is a Abatuma.
An Abatuma.
Yeah, it's more, I believe it's an Abatuma. Yeah, it's Vitame Adam, yes.
And please touch Medras.
Medras means a seat, a mattress, a chair, something made to sit on, which is also an avatama. We had medras earlier in the Masechta. A woman sits on a chair, it's a mattress, there's 10 mattresses, they all become an avatama. It's called a medras, tumas medras, which becomes an avatama. Now, we don't know this woman is an Ida, and we don't know whether this Reich came from a woman that's an Ida, a Zava, or a Zav. By the way, it could be a Zav as well. It doesn't have to be a Zava. So, by right, there was a special Takanas Chachamim to treat it as Safek as Tamei, even Bishus Harabim. And by Medras, you're supposed to ask the lady, if you know who she is, or the man, are you a Zav? Are you an Ida? Are you a Zava? Now, they didn't make that. This is the way the Taisus HaRosh explains the Gemara. Rashi didn't say much about it. The Taisus HaRosh explains that they didn't make these takanas of Reik and of asking the medra about the medras by a girl that's not under 12 and has only seen two times. Now, even though now she is a mukzakis l'rais, but we've never acted upon it. No drabbanans have ever been applied to her till the third time. And therefore, we didn't apply these drabbanans either. Kismanami tohar. And as we said last week, there's a machlokes, but Rabbi Yechiel's opinion was that the kesem is tahar, because again, we never applied the halacha of meslates, we never applied any rabbinic halachas to her. So since we never applied any rabbinic halachas to her, we don't apply the halacha of kesem either. That is what Rabbi Yechiel quoted from Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak. But lo yadana, Dr. Gemara, I don't know if this last statement of kesem is part of what he's quoting from his Rebbe, or is it his own? Meaning the first part of Reika Madrasa, he quoted from Reb Shimon ben Yitzchak. The last part of Kisma Tahar, I don't know, Ula is saying, whether that's his own or is it his Rebbe. The Mainafka, we know, who cares? The difference is, Reb Yechiel had a machlokes with Chizkia. If Reb Shimon ben Yitzchak said like Reb Yechiel, there would be two against one. And we would paskin like Reb Yechiel and Reb Shimon ben Yitzchak. If this is Reb Yechiel's own statement, so it became one against one. We already had this machlokes, and therefore we don't have a reason to paskin one over the other. Dr. Rashi, Reika Madrasa, that's a little bit further down in the narrow lines. Dr. Rashi, Reika Madrasa Bishuk Tahar. Gun, Shinimsa Reika Bishuk. You found the Reik in the marketplace, the Kimlan, and we know Shekaitim Lachayim Rasa Beis Mamim. We know about this 11-year-old girl that she has seen twice already. And we don't know her status at this point. We don't consider it like Safek HaReikim, where there's a special Takana Drabonon, that it's Tamei even B'Shusarabim. Since she has not been established yet as a girl who sees. Now, I just want to point out, I'm not going to get into detail, this takana of Ryan, of Reich, in Rishus Rabbim, forget this 11-year-old girl, that if a person touches saliva in the street, he becomes Tamei, is only if there are people, Yidden, who aren't careful in Tumitara and leave things that are Tamei around. Because it used to be that people kept Tamei things away. They wiped them, they cleaned them, they took them away. But there were cities that the people weren't careful in. So this is a sugya in Taharis we're not going to get into now, but that's the sugya over there. We're just saying that even in such a city where there's a takana, it doesn't apply to the 11-year-old girl until she sees three times. Layadana, Dr. Rashi, Ula who dekamer layadana, Ula is adding, I don't know. Yom Rabbi Yechiel and Maskana Damosa, that Rabbi Yechiel said the end of this thing, the Kamer Kisman Mami Tohar Midaite, that the Kasim is Tohar, he said it on his own. Amishmeidim Shimami Yitzadak to Reika Madrasa. Or did he say it in the name of Rabbi Shimami Yitzadak, like the first two statements about the saliva and the med? What difference did it make? Yorav Shemachim Amakim Shnayim. Yom Elohav Kisman Nami Tohar Mishmeid Rabbi. If he was quoting Chizkia, there would be one against two. The Apollo Rebbechim arguing on his own. Because he didn't declare Reb Shimon Kavase. Now we have the Reb Shimon holds like him. But if he said it himself, it would be only one against one. Kiasa Rabin, back to the Gemara. When Rabin came to home to Chusayama, yes.
Rebbe didn't. I didn't hear when Rebbe touched Bashuk Tar in Rebbe Yochanan. It says after Medrash, it says Bashuk Tar.
No, Bashuk period, comma, Tar. He found Reika and Madrasa in the Shuk, which is just a Rabbim, he's Tar. The takana of right did not apply to him.
Okay.
Again, if I wouldn't have spoken out of Taisin Shiraz, I could have just said it's a sabik tumah yemachma. But the problem is it's a sabik tumah b'shus a rabbim. And usually we're Mekel, so why over here do we have to say she's an 11-year-old? That's why we're being Mekel. So that's why I spoke out the Pesach of Rosh that says, the regular halach of Sabek Tumah B'shus HaRabim does not apply to Reich. To Chumash Rabbanon. And they didn't institute that Chumash Rabbanon. I'm sorry?
You spoke about people spitting in the street and they didn't make a zera. Is there some kind of halach about spitting, if you have something bad in your mouth, that you're mechuyev to spit it out?
I don't understand your question. If you can repeat it again, I didn't understand it.
I thought there's a halacha that if you have something bad in your mouth, you're supposed to spit it out. Even if it's a problem.
Not when you're a zav or a zava or a giga. You can't be mocked with a rabbi.
And some places they were mocked.
Take it away. Again. We're living, if you're asking about the Maitza, we don't worry about Zav, Zav, and Nida now. But in the days when people kept Tumatari, you're supposed to keep Tumah off the street. So if you have to spit it up, wipe it up.
Okay, you said that some places the Rabbanon were mocked on cleaning up, some places were not.
I said I'm not getting involved in the details because in some places they made sure to clean it up. There was never somebody who left it around. I never said that you don't have to clean it up. I said there were some cities where people didn't clean it up. That's what I said.
All right, thank you.
Yes. Dr. Gemara, Kiyasa Rabin Berchol Nechusayama. When Rabin and all those who had gone on the sea came, I don't know who these Nechusayama are, people who had traveled the sea. I don't know if he says who they are here. He says the people that went from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, they are called Nechusayama. Why are they called the sea? Maybe they traveled the Euphrates River. I don't know. Does he say anything there why it's called the Nechusayama? I don't know. Anyway, when Rabin and all the Nechusayama came, Amrubah Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, they said that Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak is the one that set Kesem as Tahar. Therefore, it's one against two, and we passed not like Chizkiah, but like Rabbi Yisrael and Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak. Rashi, Haki Jassin and Amruk Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, Mishmash Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, they said it in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, meaning they said it wasn't Rabbi Yisrael's own thing. So therefore, Bahavalei, the Havilah, Chizkiah Echad B'Makom Beis, Chizkiah becomes one against two, which Mami Na'alach and Kirby Echadim. We would pass again and smite Kirby Echadim. So I'm thinking about it. New Alach. I'm Reb Chilkiah Batubi. Tonight, Chiz, I can't hear you. You have to speak up.
I'm trying to. I can't get my volume on this. The fact that he was his Talmud, Reb Shimon ben Yotzonik was the Talmud of Yochanan, it doesn't matter.
It wasn't. He was his Rebbe, if anything. He wasn't his Talmud. Rabbi Yisrael was quoting him.
Okay.
Again, Rashi answered your question. Rabbi Yisrael had said it on his own. He later on quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak about Reich and Medrash. And he added the halacha of Kesem. We don't know if that was part of the quote. And therefore, he held that way, and he found out later that his Rebbe held that way. Or, that was his own addition, and therefore it doesn't reflect on Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak, and he can't count. When Rabin came to Babo, this is what Ula said. When Rabin came to Babo and all the others, they said it was Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak that said it. So now we know it's okay, two against one. Let me explain it better. Rabbi Yitzchak lived in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Bavli is of Babo. All the statements of Rabbi Yechonin were transmitted by people who traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Babo. There were some prominent ones. Ula, who came many times back and forth. Rabin, Rabdimi, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. There was a whole bunch of people, group of Amoroyim, who had gone to Eretz Yisrael and come back, or came from Eretz Yisrael to Babo. And they told us the Torah of Rabbi Yechonin. We didn't have it written down. We didn't have it on a fax machine or an email or an AI. It was never, it was only human voice transmission. Ula came and he told us, I heard this from Rabbi Yechon in the name of Shimon ben Yitzchak, but I don't know if that last statement was also part of his quote or was that his own addition. So the Gemara says the difference it'll make is we know there's a machlokes chizki in Rabbi Yechon. If Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak said the same as Rabbi Yechon would be two now, himself and his Rebbe, who he heard from later on, because he said it from himself at the beginning, right? So therefore, it would be two against one. Later on, when Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael, and all the rest of the Amoraim, it doesn't give their name, they said it was part of the quote of Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak. Therefore, it's two against one.
Rebbe, the Rishash, the Rishash deletes Yamim because it has nothing to do with it.
What?
The Rishash deletes the word Yamim. Yam. He really
deletes it. Just means the ones that came from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's he brings it down here too. Thank you. That's my advice. I'm Rabbi Chalkin Batuba Tzuvi. Tonight, this idea is one of the rights of an 11-year-old girl. I feel as if fast Kozayan, even if she flows 7 days in a row, even though it's a long period, a period of 7 days constantly, and again, the Gemara will explain this, so let's give the Gemara a chance. Don't say with such a long period she can establish herself as a reeing girl, as a seeing girl, even with one long period. I mean, it's a long period, longer than normal periods. It's a seven-day constant flow. So you would think that's considered like a double period or maybe like a triple period. The answer is no. One period is one period and no more. Correct the Gemara, what afilu shavas? Afilu shavas, alaymi by pesekas. What are you telling me that if it's not a constant flow, she starts, she stops, she starts, she stops, she starts, she stops in the same 7 days? Are you telling me now that that would be considered for sure only one period? Adarabba. If she stopped and started again, that would be more like two separate periods. She saw, then 3 days later she saw again. So that's two periods because she's seeing two times. The Kiddush is not Shefaz, the Kiddush is Pesekas. And it seems to say that Shefaz is a bigger Kiddush, that even flowing 7 days is one. Adarabba, only constant is one. Once it stops and starts again, it should be considered two. That's the Gemara's concept. The word afilu bothers us, right? Because if she starts and stops, right, and she, meaning, right, so that's for, the Gemara is saying that's for sure. Meaning, if anything, if she stops and starts, it's two rias. And for the Gemara. El tonight, this idea is one of the rias, vishafas, kozayim, ena la riyaga. Not afilu shafas. Take out afilu. It's vishafas. Meaning, ena chinami, if she stops and starts, it's not two rias. It's not one ria, it's two rias. It's because it's consistent, therefore, it's considered one ria. Zakrashi, Eina la ria achas la zuki karaya to make her a seeing girl. The Gaya Shaita, at a tifsak, the taxi vitira stay rias. She's Gaya Shaita until she has a second one and then a third one. But let me buy a second for Kajaris Araya, Adarabba, right? The Shafas Koshiva is right. I'm sorry. Tami mitan afilu, take away afilu. Yes.
How long is the potekas? The ona or less than the ona?
Okay, it doesn't say. Here it doesn't say. I don't know the halacha. Again, it's not the geyas. It is and it isn't. But the Gemara doesn't get into it, and the Rishonim here don't talk about it. Later on, I think, it won't be talked about by Vesta.
Rabbi, you don't touch the Adarabba that even in 7 days, that she's Posekis and she starts again, she's Posekis.
Yes, I did touch it that way. I said she waits 3 days and starts again. I did say that. The only thing I didn't answer is, well, she wanted to know how long she has to stop for, and I said, I don't know.
I mean, if it would be an owner, that's not a chiddush, right? If it would be a full owner.
I guess. My policy is I don't speculate.
Okay.
I don't make things up as I go along. I said nobody around here talks about the shear per second. Is it 20 minutes? Is it 12 hours? Is it 24 hours? Is it 2 days? I have absolutely no idea. And if I found somebody that said something, I wouldn't have any cash on him because I don't know any differently. I don't know.
Can a katana shalowigi yasmano ever become a zava?
Yeah, why not?
It's not Tali. Natali Bazet. Natali Zabazet.
No.
Okay.
The Gemara later on will tell me that it's possible that a 10-day-old girl is a zava. She was born, and she saw Tzipas Dam when she was born. So she's a Nida. Because, by the way, Loi Regiyas Mana Leroy doesn't mean she's not a Nida. It means we don't add the Chumras Drabanan. Any girl who has a period is a Nida. So she had a period, a Tzipas Dam Kikardo. When she was born, she became a Nida. And then, on day 8, 9, and 10, she had another Tzipas Dam every day. She's a Zaba. See, all these things are not negayas, which we don't keep tamatara. They lived in a totally different kind of society. So, in those days, it was very negaya. Zakti Gemar Vaita. Amrem Simi Barfiyim Madalefes Eine Karaya. A woman that drips, I believe that's the way I translate Madalefes, is not considered a period. Zakti Gemar, what do you mean? Kokakazia. She's seeing blood. How can you tell me it's not a period? So the Gemara, what it means is, Eina Kishafas Alika Persekis. It means that she's not considered a one wrong one. It stops and starts and stops and starts. And therefore, she's considered multiple Rias. Frank the Gemara, Maklau the Shafas Kinara. What? A constant Ria means she flows like a river, meaning it doesn't stop at all. The period starts and goes on for days without it stopping. She would die from that. She would die from loss of blood. Constant dripping is considered one long period. It's not considered stop and start, stop and start. Rashi, Eina la Ria Achas, Abzuki Karaya. Medaya Shaita, we did that already. Like the Bible Sessions, we did. Medalefas, tip after tip, drop after drop. Ain't it correct? The Mash, but I feel like we have to say the Peshuva. Because I at the beginning thought it's not considered a seeing. I look at the Sessions, Lavaria's Tuva, rules the Karaya, she becomes established. She tips the tops of the Tira, Matama makes less. But she none. The cloud is Shafas, the Hammer, the Owe, the Ria Achas. But it said Shafas is one Ria. Hainu, the Shafas, Inaru. Bitmia, there's a mean question mark. She's flowing like a river constant. Even the Madalefas ain't a Chashuba Shafas. If dripping is not called Shafas, the Epsilia Shafas, Kamayan Kol Shiva Bakaya, it's impossible to flow like a well, consistent bleeding, with no stop for 7 days, and then say she's alive. It doesn't work that way. The answer is, Adarabba, drip, drip is considered one Ria. Now, I don't know, drip, drip means constant drip, drip, every 20 minutes. This is what I said before. The Maskana of the Gemara, I'm not sure. If you wanted to guess from this Gemara, which I don't do, you would say that once it's not drip, drip, whatever that means, it's considered two Rias.
What is the difference, Maisa, if it drips or it flows? Does it become tummy either
way? What do you
way?
Mean? What? A woman sees a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, from if she had her gusha, she's coming with the Raisa. If she didn't have Agasha, it's a Ketam, and she's coming with the Rabbanan. Bezman Hazeh, it makes zero difference.
I'm talking about in the Gemara. If there's a...
We want to know how many Riyas... We want to know whether drip is one long Riya or multiple ones, whether we now consider her a seeing girl, because we said you need two Riyas to establish her as a seeing girl. She's an 11-year-old.
So if it's interrupted, it might not be a seeing girl. Is that what it's saying?
No. Well, is this the first time she's ever seen?
Let's say it is first time, but it's dripping for a week.
So the Havamina was, that's considered multiples. And the Maskana is, if it drips, it's one long Riyah.
All right. Okay.
Tana Rabbanan. Chaskas, Chazaka, B'nai Shosh, Legil, the Perkan, the assumption of a girl that's not 12, Harenka Chaskas Tara, Neba Chaskas Tara, assume she's Tara. They ain't a Nashim Bait Kisaisam. And you don't need adult ladies to check her to see if she's an Ida or not. It makes no difference, meaning we assume, remember, this girl is touching Taras. This girl is eating Truma. This girl is touching Truma. How do we know that she's not seeing them? Nobody's checking her. She might have a very small period, and nobody knew about it. So what regular adult women used to do in those days is check themselves twice a day. Who's checking her? And the answer is nobody. She's under 12, assumed that she didn't have a period, and nobody has to check her. Misegiya Perkan, once they come 12 years old, we now assume that they did have periods. Therefore, Benashim Bait Kisaisan, and women have to check them, if they're not mature enough to check themselves, to make sure that they're not needless before we let them touch Truma. Meaning check them on a constant basis, every morning and every evening, like any other adult woman in those days. Rabbi Yehuda says no. We don't need another lady's hands entering this woman's private part. They can scratch them. A woman that checks herself can be careful not to scratch herself. When someone else checks a woman, it might scratch her because she's not as careful. She doesn't feel she doesn't have the internal feeling because it's not her. So what do we do? Ella, shachais isa b'shemen, they smear the inside of her vaginal canal, of the vaginal canal, with oil, and Rashi tells them to defend from the inside. And Rashi says that this causes, if there's any dam, it causes it to come out. Then, they wipe her on the outside, and that is an adequate checking for a woman over 12 who can't check herself. Rashi? We assume that she's a seeing girl when she's over 12. They scratch her with a nail, and it will cause the blood, and it's not really blood of Nida, because it's a scratch. If at the time of the period, the smearing of the oil will trigger the period. If it's not, it won't trigger it. Period. Okay. Dr. Gemara writes. Rabbi Yaisi Ibn Mubarak. Rabbi Yaisi said that that a Mubarak needs, if I remember correctly, one man yama said hokul obra. Trying to find the mishnah to make sure, right? Rabbi Yisraimer, you need three items. Mubarak's of Anaculus needs 90 days of not seeing in order to establish himself as a Muslim Gazanan. Tanakama had said that as soon as they're Hokar Ubra, but it's Hokar Ubra, at that point it's Muslim Gazanan. Dr. Gemara. Hey, Tana, in those days, there were people who knew Bryces. They were treasures of Bryces. They had a photographic memory. They remembered all the Bryces that they learned. and they had them in different yeshivas. So whenever an Amira needed a brisa, these people were able to tell the brisas. And he used to work on explaining them, because not every brisa was exactly the way it was quoted. So he listened to these brisa teachers, and he corrected it or explained it as necessary. So one of these brisa teachers, they were called Tanoim. They're not the Tanoim that we refer to as Tanoim. These were people in the times of the Amoraim that were very knowledgeable in brightness. They were bright to learn. So one of them taught the Blazer, Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, who barrassed the Menikis of Avraham Gimel Aynus, Dayashaita. Now notice, he started with two ladies, who barrassed and Menika, and then he said, Dayashaita, singular. He didn't say Dayashaitam. He didn't say both of them from the Sulaika Zaman. He went from two to one on my life, a sack to betray. You opened up with two, Menbaras Umenika, the Sayamta Bakada, and you add ended, you're quoting this Brisa, the end of the Brisa talks singular. Now, didn't we start with two? So why is the Brisa ending with one? Therefore, he said, Doma Mubaras Mehimenika Kamran. Maybe what you're telling me is that this is a girl, a woman, that she gave birth and then nursed. So we can count the day that the Gemara can explain itself, so let the Gemara do its thing before we jump. Maybe we can count the 3 months combined, some that happened during her pregnancy and some that happened after her pregnancy during her nursing. This Bryce is teaching us along the way. That if she was 2 months pregnant, she spent 2 last months of her pregnancy not bleeding, and then continued on 1 month into her nursing days, that's 3 months. We can combine them. Or the other way, she was a nursing woman and then became pregnant. We can combine the months of nursing was the month of pregnancy to create 3 months. Zakti Gemara, Keita, Hemsiki Shtai Bimeibura, 2 months in the days of her pregnancy, Vachas and Bimei Likasa, or Shtai Bimei Likasa, or 2 days, in the, 2 months in the days of her nursing, Vachas and Bimeibura, or Achas and Mechti Bimeibura, Vachas and Mechti Bimeibura, 1.5 heats, Mitzarefas and Gimoina. Now the Gemara has a problem. I can understand that a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, went 2 months without seeing, and then a 3rd month during her pregnancy. So that works. We can find it. The Kamenika, Vazla, she was nursing going on. On the average, she became pregnant. How could the nursing continue the pregnancy? Didn't she have birth? And when she birthed, she bled. If she bled during birth, she didn't have 3 consecutive months without seeing Dam. How could you say a woman that's pregnant continues the 3 months during the days of her nursing? It's impossible. When she gave birth, she saw blood. If she saw blood, she is not 3 months without seeing blood. How could that work? The other way it can work, but how could it work this way? So the Gemara gives in multiple answers. Eli Sema, if you want, I can tell you, the Lady of Esther. It was a birth without blood. Now, it's very infrequent, and the Gemara questions later on in the Masechta whether it's even possible, but at this point, we're giving that as one of the answers, that there was no blood at the time of Leda. None at all. The blood of birth does not interrupt 3 months without Nidus. It is not the same. Damidus is Allah of Nida, and Leda is excluded from that. There's a woman that went 2 months during pregnancy without seeing blood. Then she gave birth, and she had a ton of blood. But then she stopped seeing, and now went another month without seeing. So it's gone 3 months without Nida, because the Leda had nothing to do with Nida, it's a different blood. Halakhically a different blood. Rashi. Rashi Pesach to Batarti. Mubarak to Menika, Mesiyam to Bechadu, the Kamer Dai Shaita. Dayan Shaitan Biboilet, it said both of them times. Ubaris Vihiminika, Fnoiman Ubramanikasa, Mikasa, the Uber was born and she nurses him, Inami Minika, Benisabra. Well, then the Ubaris Great Dasa, for sure, 3 months of Ibor, Kahadit Man, the Kani Ubaris Vihiminika, the reason it says Ubaris Vihiminika, Laimala, to the star from Yume Minika, Lime Ibura, the days of nursing combined with the days of pregnancy, the Giboina, Gun. To seek his time in Meibura, two during the days of pregnancy. The Ach has a baby Nikusa and one during nursing. I feel over the opposite way. The Achimashma, who buries him in Nika, but Taych Hapasaka signed the Samalu. That she was a Mubaris and she was also a Manika during these 3 months. Ibeibura and Mali Maimi Nikusa began. Imaisa Manika Benisabra. She was a nursing woman and became pregnant. The Sika Tila signed the Tsas. She started stopping seeing blood a little bit during the days of pregnancy. And she completed it in the days of her pregnancy. I'm sorry, she started during her nursing day and completed it during pregnancy. Now, how can the nursing count for pregnancy? The yod that she gave birth to without seeing blood. Didn't she see blood during the time she gave birth? She didn't have 90 consecutive days without blood. I didn't learn the last Yibai Seima, right before the Tudas. Yibai Seima, Tanachaga. You're right. It only works one way. It only works from Manika to Mubaris, not from Mubaris to Manika. Pregnancy can finish the days of the nursing. But like Tisni, do not learn. And Enochinami, nursing cannot complete pregnancy because she saw later. So there's three answers. Answer number one says there was no blood at birth. Answer number two says, even if there was, it doesn't make a difference. And answer number three says, you're right. Birth would ruin the 3 months. And it's talking about Enochinami, it won't work from pregnancy to nursing because she saw blood at birth. It only works from nursing to pregnancy. Well, she went 2 months as a nursing woman without seeing blood, became pregnant, and had a third month. She's a Mesulakta Zamim because she went 90 days without a period.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? When a woman gets pregnant, it's the first couple of months, it's the first 2 months or 3 months, then it's 6 months before she's going to nurse. How do you... She misses her first three periods, then her last three periods.
Not always. See again. You're assuming that every Mubaris is a Mesulakta Zamim. There are pregnant women, at least in the time of the Gemara, I'm not going to get involved today. There are pregnant women, they see dam. Because it happens. They bleed. Now, if she had Argasha with it, which you know, right, she would be Nida. They become Nidas during pregnancy. And it can go on for all 9 months. She can see blood, become clean, see blood again. There are many shaivas, by the way, that come up even today about women that bleed during pregnancy, whether they become needless or not. Now, usually, what happens is she sees blood during pregnancy and she's wearing colored, which takes away kesem, and it's not enough to be considered a period. So we say she's tahira. But theoretically, and this I don't know medically, a woman can have a longer period, enough to be considered a period, which, by the way, is a halachic discussion for now. When does it become a non-kesem into a period? A woman that spots, how big is that spot before we say it's a period, not a kesem? Right? How long, how do we determine?
Pregnant women can bleed depending on the position of the placenta, especially. If the placenta covers the cervix, this is a very bad sign, and they can bleed profusely.
Okay. Anyway, that would be not needless.
That would be life-threatening.
That could be. I'm not a doctor. So I'll let you do the medicine. All I'm saying is the following, and this happens all the time, by the way. This is the gay halacha l'maisa for women that are still premenstrual. And that is as follows. women spot. They wear colored and they spot. They're on birth control. They're on other whatever thing. And they're not seeing periods on a regular basis, but they spot. At what point is the spot big enough and we say, sorry, this is a period, and color doesn't make a difference anymore? As long as she's just spotting the fact that it's uncolored, Chazal did not make a takana of kesem, which we will discuss later in the Masechta. But this woman is seeing a big spot. At what point does that big spot become a period? So it depends which person you talk to. There's a different divergence of opinions exactly at what point it becomes a period. And that can happen in a pregnant woman as well. It can happen in a non-pregnant woman that's not seeing periods or is seeing periods, but this happened not in the time of a period. It's at a huge spot. At what point is that huge spotting considered not a kesem? But remember, today we don't have argasha. In the days of argasha, we would ask the woman, did you have argasha? Today, we can't ask a woman that because they don't even know what argasha is. Because they don't have it. Or they do, they don't know what it is. Therefore, we go by what's considered a period. What makes a spot and what makes a period? Where is the line of demarcation? This is an issue in halacha, but we're not learning halacha from us now, so we will continue, Mr. Okay. Nothing to my right. My mel amra da'i shaita. Amarav akulu. All these four women, the second time the Mitama Meslais, and the four women in the Mishnah were Mubaris, Eskena, Apsula, they never saw blood, but over 12, and the Menekes. Those were the four women that were Musalek and Zaman. And the Mishnah said, only the first time, not the second time. So which one is that going on? Of which ladies the second time are no longer are Mitama Meslais? So Rav says all four. Let's explain that. A 12-year-old girl sees, she's not Mitama Meslais. The second time she sees, she's Mitama Meslais. A skater that sees, not Mitama Meslais. She went 90 days without. And she sees the second time, she is Mitama Meslais. A Mubaris that sees, she's not Mitama Meslais. She sees the second time during pregnancy, she is Mitama Meslais. Same for Skena. So all four ladies, the first time, they're not Mitama Meslais. Afterwards, they are Mitama Meslais. Shmuel Amar, Roshno, Besula, Skena. Avam Aberes, Numenika, Dayan, Kol Yimei, Buran, Kol Yimei, Dayan, Kol Yimei, Menukasa. Shmuel says, no. Pregnant and nursing women, even if they see two times, are Dayan, Zaitan. Even though they're the second time they're seeing, because they are selected, Zamim, because of a physical cause. Whereas the Sula and Skaina, there's no physical cause, it's age. And therefore, it's very possible that it's reverted or it started a regular cycle. Whereas by Mubaris and Menika, very unusual to have a regular cycle. And therefore, as long as they're pregnant and nursing, they're a selected dummy, even if they saw two times. That's what Shmuel holds. The Kainamar of Shiva Malakis, Akuru. And Shimon ben Lakish and Eretz Yisrael said the same thing Rav said in Babel. Rabbi Yechon Amar Roi Son of Sula Eskena, Abu Abaris and Menika, Dayan Ko Yimei Burun, Dayan Ko Yimei Menikasa. And Rabbi Yechon and Eretz Yisrael said the same thing that Shmuel said in Babel. Again, here you have another case. We have a Machlekes and Eretz Yisrael that mirrored the Machlekes in Babel. Except in Babel, they did it in Babel, and in Eretz Yisrael, they did it in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't know about each other. Until later on, Amaroyim found out, oh, this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel was also Machlekes of Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi. Akulu Dalin. Dalin Nashim Kulu Ktanila the Mishniya Mitama Meshmeis. Sula Eskena. The Sula, even the Rasa Pamishai Nashmiya, this is a 12-year-old girl, this is wife, Kukta Gereya. She's now a skiing girl. Skena Nami, even the Chas to trade him the Achigimoinus. She saw twice after going 90 days. If that the Rav Silu Gavimil, Ella Gilu Gvest, just means she skipped, she's back to being a premenstrual woman. I will embarrass the Menika, bother the man Masalakim, your blood is removed. Bapil Lorain is Falcon with Kulasan, is Falcon the Hokum of Main Tugger. And even if once she saw, and then she saw a second time, again, as long as she's pregnant, the reason not to see is there, and therefore it starts, it continues on, and she does never has to worry about Meisweis. Dr. Gemara, Biker, Kitanoi, this is not like his Tanoi. Where's the Minika? So Shaifa's Dabubod. Now Rashi says Shaifa's Lavdavka. Just means they were seeing multiple times. Dayan call you baby Buran, the Dayan call you baby Nikasam. There's always Daya Shaita, like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and Birira Meir. Yaitse Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Haimrim, Rai Amru, Daya Shaita, Ella, Berea Rishaina, Abu Bershniya, Matama Meisweis, Umabkida, Lubkida. Again, they are like Rav and Rishon Malakish. So it's a Machlaikis Tanoim, and the Gemara is informing us that it's a Machlaikis Tanoim. So, fine, we will stop here and register them tomorrow. I will be there in person. And we will be able to continue. Okay, everybody's having a wonderful day.
It's going to be an easy trip.
Thank you.